Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the best for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves and provides strategies and solutions for your biggest financial challenges.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
That's a little bit better applause than I got on the TV program. Thank you very much. Welcome, folks. This is the Ray Lucia Show, the one talk show in America you got to tune into every day. We help you, and we're going to help you today make better money moves. We'll have Steve Allador joining us in a little bit. We've got a lot of stuff to talk to Steve about. I got to ask him about this 10-year treasury hovering at 1.73 or 8 or whatever percent. That's low. For those that don't follow the markets, that's low interest rates. And it's kind of a sign that despite the fact that Janet Yellen and others are saying the economy's getting great, all you got to do is look to the bond market. I think you make a loan to the government for 30 years today and you get less than 3%. Go figure that one. In either event, we'll ask Mr. Allador about that momentarily. I've got a few other things, though, on my docket. You might, Bobby, how you doing there, buddy?
Doing great.
You might recall yesterday I talked about this McKinsey & Company study, and the Brett Ahrens also wrote about this, and I didn't get into all of the specifics. Mm-hmm. I just said you've got to manage your expectations going forward, because it is not likely that where valuations are today and the economy and the debt, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, that you could expect that the stock market's going to do 10, 12% or whatever you're used to, 17% if you're thinking more recent past. Not going to happen. And the McKinsey study basically pointed that out. So I'll get to that momentarily. But I want to start today with Mark Cuban, billionaire. He says there will be huge, huge losses for the stock market if Trump wins. Sit back, folks. Relax or don't. The Ray program is coming to you right now. I've got some predictions to make.
Bring it.
I predict there will be huge, huge losses if Hillary Clinton gets elected. I predict that there's going to be huge losses if Bobby Wooldridge got elected. This is nothing new. We have had corrections over the course of time, 50% of the time. And to back that up, I looked that up. Investing Insights, September 15th, 2015. Stock market corrections are not uncommon. So this is what Cuban said, and I quote, "I can say with 100% certainty that there is a really good chance we could see a huge, huge correction." Given the market volatility, by the way, created by high-speed trading, Cuban went on to say the losses could exceed 20%. Such a sell-off would end the bull market in stocks that has spanned the last 7 years. Duh. Now tell us something that we don't need to be a billionaire to know. Back to Investing Insights. They say investors have been on edge in recent weeks amid a sharp increase in market volatility. Remember, this goes back almost a year. This is nothing new, folks. We have seen market volatility throughout history. And in fact, according to this article, looking at intra-year stock market declines over the 20-year period from 1995 through 2014, you can see a decline of at least 10% occurring more than half of the time, with the average pullback nearly 16%. Now, one could look at that and say that's a huge decline. I don't think so. I think when you look at the stock market historically, you will see extreme volatility. Let me quote from some of this. Going back to 95, 96, 97, minus 3, minus 8, minus 11. That's, remember, this is intra-year. 98, whoops, minus 19, 99, minus 12, in the year 2000, minus 17. I should remind you that in 97 with the minus 11, in 98 the minus 19, and the minus 12 in 1999, those were three of the best years the stock market has ever seen. In other words, got to take the good with the bad, don't you? You got to be prepared for market declines of 10, 12, 16, 20 plus percent. Now, in 2001, minus 30%. In 2002, minus 34%. In 2003, even though it was an up year, there was an intra-year decline of minus 14%. Isn't that crazy? The market went up 26% that year, but if you were still freaked out because of the back-to-back declining years and the extreme volatility, you would not have experienced that nice gain, 26%. And by the way, it doesn't get much better than that. You come out to 2008, by all accounts, a very, very dismal year for the stock market. In fact, by most accounts, the worst we've seen since the 30s. Stock market down, intra-year low, 49%, minus 38% all in for the year. And the next year, in 2009, while the stock market went up 23%, if you just bought and held on, you would have had an e-ticket ride, as those of us that used to go to Disneyland when we were kids would remember, picking off those coupon, those e-tickets, as we called them. That was for the Matterhorn ride. You wouldn't remember that, Bobby. You haven't been alive since the tickets were issued, right?
Nope.
Isn't that scary how old I am compared to you? But in 2009, as the stock market turned around, people were still freaked out. Hey, I was freaked out. I was freaked out. And I'm sitting here saying, please hang on for another year, folks. It's got to turn around. It's got to get better. I remember doing that in 2000, 2001, 2002 also, by the way, because I've done it every year the market's gone down, because I'm either not clairvoyant enough or smart enough to figure this stuff out. And I've been trying to figure it out for 40 years. So I'm either the dumbest guy on the planet, which some would probably agree with, or I've studied this stuff like a madman for the last 30, 40 years. And what I've figured out is you can't figure it out. You cannot figure it out. Whether it's valuations and all that crapola. Yeah, we've been talking about the CAPE ratio, the valuation of the stock market being 60% overvalued for the last several years. And very smart guys, Jeremy Grantham and others, saying, remember Bill Gross? Gross, in the depths of the 2002 decline, basically said, yeah, the stock market's going to 5,000 and all that stuff. And all we did was see it recover. 2009, 23% for the full year, but intra-year, a minus 28. Depending on that minus 28 happened, you ain't jumping back in, are you? Nah, don't tell me you are, because you didn't. In 2010, Now the market's turned itself around. It went up 13%, but there was a minus 16% intra year. In 2011, we had a 0% return, but intra year, a minus 19% decline. Shall I go on? In 2012, you had a 13% up year, a minus 9.9 intra year. In 2013, you went up 30% with a minus 6. In 2014, you went up 11 with a minus 7. In 2015, you had a minus 12 intra year and a fairly flat market that year. So when we talk about this stuff, or guys like Cuban, who are well-respected, I mean, I don't have $1 billion. I don't own a basketball team. I'm not on Shark Tank making all these investments, probably investments in hundreds of companies. But when they speak, please put in perspective the fact that they're throwing out data like they actually know what's going to happen. With 100% degree of certainty, Mr. Cuban says if Trump is elected, the stock market will go down. I can say with 100% degree of certainty, it doesn't matter who gets elected. There will be intra-year declines, but the trend line should be better over time. I don't know if I'll get to the McKinsey study. I think I went off on a tangent on that, Bobby. Sorry.
That's why we get 2 hours.
That's true. I can talk more about this later. Steve Allendorf is next. I'm going to ask him about the bond market, because a loan to the government for 30 years to get less than 3% doesn't sound like fun. We'll be back.
Five things you can count on when using LegalZoom for your business. Number one, reliability. You know, more than 1 million people have already trusted LegalZoom to help them start their businesses. Incorporations, LLCs, nonprofits, DBAs, and more use LegalZoom to get started the right way. Number two, experience. You can count on LegalZoom for all of the details. They've been helping all types of business owners for 15 years. Number three, helpful support. They have the right people standing by, ready to help with your questions, all based in the U.S. Number four, legal advice. LegalZoom isn't a law firm, so they built a network of independent attorneys available in 48 states. You'll get answers to your legal questions, and they can review supplier contracts, employment laws, and help with most of the day-to-day situations that pop up. And finally, number five, there are no surprises. LegalZoom provides complete transparency with upfront pricing and customer reviews with 100% satisfaction guarantee. Make the smart choice for your business today at LegalZoom.com, and don't forget to enter Ray in the referral box at checkout. LegalZoom.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our Four Seasons sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least 2 federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least 2 federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Steve Allendorf joining me on the program as he does every week to try to make some sense out of what's happening in the bond market, the mortgage rates and all that good stuff. Steve, thank you for coming on down. How you doing today, brother?
I'm doing well. We'll play with dollars and cents right now.
Okay, well, answer me this question. The 10-year Treasury is 1.75%. The 30-year Treasury is under 3. It's like 2.6%. Which means, by the way, you make a loan to the government, and this is all you get. For 30 years, you get 2.6%. Now, what that tells me, my uneducated bond brain, tells me QE hasn't really worked. Janet Yellen's full of baloney if she thinks the economy is getting better. Am I screwed up here?
No. You know, the rates, and we were having this discussion before we started this morning. Normally, we'll see rates hold in a certain level, and then we'll see a bump up.
You're talking about mortgage
down.
Rates here.
Talking mortgage rates specifically.
Which are keyed, by and large, off of the 10-year, correct?
Correct. 10 years and the mortgage-backed securities and how they're traded.
Right.
Every time we've been going over rates in the last 3, 4, 5 months, they're almost exactly the same. I have not seen a market where we've had so little movement up or down in a 5, 6, 8 month period of time.
But there is a pony here in this pile of manure, and that is the real estate prices at the same time have gone up. They've skyrocketed. So individuals that couldn't reduce their mortgage rate 2, 3 years from now probably can because they've got the value in the home to be able to get, they have enough equity to be able to qualify.
Well, with the combination of being able to refinance, you're absolutely right. Seeing that I'm able to do more cash out refinances now than I have in the last 6 or 7 years. Reason I'm able to do that is that people have gained equity in their property. On doing a cash out refinance, you need at least 20% equity in your home, meaning we can go up to 80% loan to value on cash out. Values are going up. People have that equity in their home, so that they can pay off other liens, they can pay off credit debt, they can pay off student loans, they can pay off, whether it be for themselves or their kids, and remanage their situation that maybe they had to use credit on over the last 7 or 8 years.
Now, here's what I have noticed, however. Credit score counts when you're talking about this refinance, whether it be cash out, buying a home, whatever the case may be. The two things that pop into my mind, and tell me if I'm wrong, your credit score and how much of a down payment you have, does that not dictate the rate that you're going to pay?
That makes a big difference. Credit score can be even bigger than the amount of the down payment.
Really?
Now, if we get to it today, going over some of the low down payment conventional loans, mortgage insurance and the mortgage insurance companies have gotten way more aggressive as far as lowering their premiums, because they've been losing so much business. Reason being is that as a lender, we have the choice to offer what's called lender paid MI, which is where you add to the interest rate to eliminate the mortgage
MI
insurance.
MI is mortgage insurance.
Mortgage insurance, correct.
Which, by the way, can you just define that? Because people think mortgage insurance is if I die, the house is paid off.
No, that's the insurance for the lender, being that they're loaning you money with less than 20% down, that in case you default, that they, with that mortgage insurance coverage is for them, so that they can get back if they're short on what you owe versus what they can sell the property for. They can get back a certain percent of that mortgage to make themselves
strictly to protect the lender.
It's protecting the lender, and it's giving the borrower the opportunity to be able to get into a loan with less than 20% down. But you're talking about credit scores on a 5% down loan. If you have a 760 or higher credit score, your mortgage insurance is only 0.4%.
So a little bit less than a half a percent.
Correct. A year ago, we were looking at maybe 0.8 or 0.9. So if you have a standard 30-year fixed, let's say at 0 points at 3.6, you're doing 5% down. With that mortgage insurance of 0.4, your combined yield of interest or rate is only 4.1. But if you have a credit score of 680, that mortgage insurance premium is 1.08. Ooh. So that then takes you up to almost 4.6, 4.7. Correct. That is one of the indicators of what a huge difference credit scores will make when doing a mortgage loan.
So what do people need to know about the credit scores to try to get the rates down? You and I have talked about this in my own personal situation from years ago, because owning a business was really difficult because of all the leases and loans and stuff that I had to personally guarantee that showed up on my credit score. I wasn't making the payments. My company was, but still, I was on the hook. Remember those discussions we used to have?
Correct. And we can potentially, in a loan, if the company's paying for it, prove that the company's paying for it to help you qualify. But if you've personally guaranteed that credit's in your name, it's still going to count on your credit score. So a couple of the real important things with credit is, number one of the major factors they look at is the amount of credit availability you have. So let's say you have 5 credit cards, $10,000 credit on all of them. You've got $50,000 of potential available credit, and you've used $47,000 of that. So you have very little availability left. That'll make a huge difference in decreasing your credit scores. But if you only have $3,000 or $4,000 of credit debt with $50,000 in credit availability, then that is going to help improve your score. So what you want to do is make sure whatever cards you have, that you attempt to not get up to more than 50% of what the max credit limit is.
So if a person has an extra $500 a month and they want to pay their mortgage off early, and they have credit card debt out there, or automobile loans or something like that, they would be far better off, notwithstanding the deductibility issue, you know, that we talk about a lot, paying off the credit card debt, not putting the money toward the house.
Well, absolutely. You want to get your credit card debt, your installment debt, any of the debt you have that you can't write off that will generally be at a higher interest rate than your mortgage debt, you want to pay that debt off first. Because once that debt's paid off, you may then have an extra $500, $600, $700 a month that you can either pay down on your mortgage, or, as we've talked, put away for retirement in one way or another.
Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to ask Steve how you get out of the MI. And I'm not talking about a heart condition here. I'm talking about the mortgage insurance. If you're paying that 1.08% or 0.67% or 0.45%, whatever it is, it's costing you money. And I want to know from Steve, and I don't know the answer to this, if I have to pay it, how can I get out from under it to save that extra money? We'll do that in just a bit. Make sure you stick around. LoanFinancialPlanner.com. That's how you get a hold of Mr. Steve Alador. LoanFinancialPlanner.com. He will get you all of the information you need to know in order to do loan financial planning. That's what he does. Or you can just call him at 888-563-1070. That was a real bugaboo, Steve, back in the day, because I had no bank lets you borrow on your corporate name anymore. You got to personally guarantee it. And that shows up in your credit score, and it looks like your debt ratios are way out of whack.
Correct. Yeah. Correct. We can talk a little bit more about that. But
you still got me good rates.
I did. We were able to manage stuff. But even back then, we were able to prove that your business was paying for it.
Yes.
So I didn't have to use that on the calculating debt-to-income ratio for your personal purchase.
All right. Steve Alador, he is a genius when it comes to this stuff. And we're going to tap into more of that genius right after this. Don't go away.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my company has like 7 different printers. How's your ink selection?
Behold, Staples Wall of Ink.
Just wow.
A huge selection of ink and toner guaranteed in stock.
Hello, awesome.
If it's not, we take $10 off and ship it to you free.
Pinch me. I said pinch.
I heard you.
New low prices on ink and toner and an in-stock guarantee. Staples, make more happen.
In-stock guarantee applies to in-store selection only. Out-of-stock ink and toner will be ordered from in-store kiosk with $10 discount plus free shipping applied. Limit 1 cartridge per customer.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
biztalkradio.com.
All right, before the break, I was complaining to my pal Steve Allador that back in the day when I had my own company, you know, you have a company, you've got 50, 100 employees, you're leasing equipment all the time, you got to change out your computer system, you're borrowing money to expand, you're opening up offices, CapEx, all that stuff, and usually that requires borrowing. It certainly did for me. So I'd go to the bank, and, you know, I always got the loans. That wasn't a problem. But I tried to get them in the name of my corporation. They say, fine, we'll give you the loan in the name of your corporation. But see this line here? This is you personally guaranteeing that loan. And what that did is it screwed up my debt ratios and all that stuff. And I found it very, very difficult when shopping for a home or whatever, even a car loan. I was getting I got turned down for, I think we went to, you know, Target or something like that, and they said, we'll give you 20% off if you sign up for this red card, 5%, whatever it was. I said, okay. My wife is sitting there shaking her head at me because I'm sure she had been through this before. And I sign up on the spot, and there's people in line, and they're all saying, you're going to get turned down. And I did.
For the red card?
Yeah. A Target was like a $2,000
wow.
balance.
Wow.
And I owe millions of dollars
yeah.
from the business and all that stuff. It was embarrassing, number one. But number two, it's not a very efficient way to live. Solve that problem for me and others just like me.
Well, I'm not sure how to solve the Target problem for you, other than you might have to find another store that will offer you a discount and not Target. But as far as, let's say that you're looking to qualify for a home loan, you run a business, and you have debt that you've got to secure individually
right.
for that business. Number one, you want to make sure that you are paying that debt from a specific business account. Do not commingle your funds. So even if you don't have business debt, if you run your own business, you should have a separate bank account, checking and or savings, where all of the monies and income for that business flow to, and all of the expenses for the business are paid out of. If you have any personal debt, pay that out of a separate personal account.
Same with credit cards. You have a business credit card, you have a personal credit card. I mean, I still do that. I have my business card, and when I put gas in my car this morning, I use my business card. But when I put gas in my wife's car on the weekend, I use my personal card.
Use the personal card. Yeah. My accountant has trained me really well so that I do the separation of church and state, so to speak, church being business and state being personal, or it could be reversed, so that on an accounting basis, when it comes to me listing my write-offs for the business, I've got a strong paper trail. By having that frame mortgage loan, let's assume that in a business you've got a car loan, you've got some credit card debt or credit cards that you use for the business.
Sure, equipment leases.
You're going to show those expenses on your tax returns. You're going to have the bank statements that show that the funds to make those payments are coming out of the business account. And for me, if I have to streamline a borrower's debt to make sure they qualify, let's assume they've got this business debt, I can't qualify them. If I get 12 months worth of either canceled checks, copies of bank statements where it's clear that that specific payment on the bank statement is for that credit debt, I'll get a copy of the actual credit statement. I can put together 12 months showing that particular debt is being paid by the business and not have to count it against the borrower's income to debt ratio.
What about the credit score?
Change the credit score.
So you still have this high debt ratio problem that you have to deal with.
Potentially, if you've got a business credit card or a car loan through the business and that debt is close to the max amount that you owe. So that's the other thing you want to do with your business.
Well, here's the deal on that. It depends on when they run the report. If you have an American Express card, you know, a business could have $50,000, $100,000 on an American Express card. But if they pay it off every month, if they run the report mid-month and it shows $78,000 owed with a $100,000 maximum limit, you have a 78% debt ratio there.
On that particular debt.
Now, right.
If you have the ability to pay that debt to a zero balance,
then run the credit report?
Well, what you do, it takes 30 to 45 days sometimes for the credit reports to catch up to actual timeline. However, there are times that we're looking to help people qualify, even though Fannie and Freddie will allow us to pay off debt through the loan and qualify if we're looking to improve the credit score. If we get something from you from that bank with the full account number showing it's paid to a zero balance, we can then do what's called a rapid rescore. Now, it's not cheap because we have to go to all three credit repositories to get it properly updated. It may cost $80 to $90 per borrower per line item if you've got more than one, but we send that to our credit service. They update the system, and then boom, we can have a change in your credit score that could make a difference of a quarter to a half a percent in your
interest rate. Steve Allador, this is why you want to tune into this program, as you get tips like that. That's phenomenal. That is a great.
We don't do it all the time.
A couple hundred bucks, but I'm going to spend a couple hundred dollars and save a half a point.
It can make a huge difference.
That's great.
We have the ability that when we run the credit report, that let's say you have three or four debts, you've got the ability to pay it off. We can do a what if in the scenario. What if you pay this debt to a zero balance? What if you pay this debt down to 20%? And it'll give us a range of how it'll improve your credit scores. And then we can determine at that point, does it make a big enough difference in your interest rate with the higher credit score to spend not only the dollars in paying the debt down, but the cost for the credit service to update and do the rapid rescore showing that we've paid that debt down or off?
Fantastic. Steve Allador, loanfinancialplanner.com. We just did loan financial planning right here on the program with Steve. 888-563-1070. Real quick, rates, and then I want to get into real estate.
Yeah, rates are real, real stable, like we talked about at the beginning. Purchase 3.6 30-year in the low 3% range on a 7-year, in the high 2, low 3 on a 15-year. FHA, VA, 3.25 to 3.5. And jumbo loans are just about the same as conforming. One thing I want to talk about real quickly, and we talked about it earlier, about maybe a month or two ago, as I brought up about being aware of wire fraud, because that's become more prevalent in today's environment. Actually happened to a friend of mine in the business. One of his clients, getting ready to close, got an email, so they thought, from their realtor, giving them a routing number where they needed to wire their closing funds. So red flag number one is you don't get wire instructions from your realtor. But these buyers didn't know the difference, sent the money out to that particular routing number. The money ended up in Russia.
Get out.
And they lost $47,000.
Oh my gosh! So what was the realtor's excuse?
Somebody hijacked the realtor's email.
Oh my lord!
And sent it out. So when you are looking at being in an escrow, whether you're doing a refinance or a purchase, on a refi if you're bringing cash in, on a purchase you're absolutely bringing cash in, you're going to get information from escrow. Escrow is going to have their wire instructions. When you sign loan documents, a good notary will point out to you, these are the wire instructions from escrow. And even when you get all of that, you should either call or email, but I would consider calling to verify that the information that you have on where to wire the funds, the routing number, is accurate. So you don't run into a situation where you may take $50,000 and give it to somebody else.
Wow. Steve Allador, that's very, very good. Loanfinancialplanner.com. I've only got a couple of minutes left. The housing market. Now, I was reading where one of these gurus said it's going to be the next bubble and it's going to burst any time now, and that's going to cause the next cataclysmic decline in the markets and all that stuff. What's your opinion?
I don't think that's going to happen. First off, there are certain cycles. I just read something this morning where they were talking about maybe 2020, 2021. But right now, we're dealing with supply and demand. Low supply, high demand. But more important, and what was different than 6 or 7 years ago, is that people that are in mortgages right now have qualified for those mortgages. So many people prior to the bust were in homes on stated income loans, keeping their fingers crossed that equity would go up, because so many of them then had to go back in and refinance on the stated income loans to pull cash out to be able to make their mortgage payment and their credit card debt that they had to build up because their mortgage payment was higher than what they could afford. I don't see that happening, but I don't have a crystal ball, and I'm not on a desert island.
Steve Allendorf, if you want to meet him on a desert island,
right.
I'll give you his home number, his cell number. Just kidding. LoanFinancialPlanner.com. LoanFinancialPlanner.com. 888-563-1070. Take advantage of loan financial planning, rearranging your debt to put more cash flow in your bank account each month. Steve, thank you very much.
Oh,
outstanding
pleasure,
work as usual. Emails coming up next here on the Ray Lucia Show. If you want to shoot me one real quick, just go to raylucia.com. Click on the Ask Ray button, and I'll get right to your email. Until then, we've got a couple of minutes of commercials so we can pay some bills around here, so don't go away.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1. But if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is, of course, the Ray Lucia Show. Glad you're all on board. Again, a special thank you to my pal, Steve Allador, who's been doing this, bantering with me, Bobby, for well over 20 years. LoanFinancialPlanner.com. You can learn a lot from Mr. Allador. LoanFinancialPlanner.com. That is the weirdest website.
It's a snazzy new website, yeah.
It's very weird, though. There's all kinds of people waving to me now. For those that are watching on television, you can see that. Those on radio, well, you're not missing much. 888-563-1070. Bobby, time for the email song. Mr. Postman's been delivering, you know, back in the day when you actually got mail from a postman. Used to wait for the guy to come up in the mailbox, you know, waiting for some, you know, letter from your girlfriend. You know,
I've never written a letter to a lady in my entire life.
And now, of course, you get emails. And tweets and Facebooked and Instagrammed, none of which I know anything about. But we'll start in Port St. Lucie, Florida with Pete. Hi, Ray. Love the show. Thank you, Pete. I love yours, too. And I love Port St. Lucie. Can't wait to get back. We have quite a bit of equity in our home and have about $500K in our 401K. Just wanted to get your input on leveraging the equity and 401k funds to purchase real estate for rentals. You know, Pete, here's why this question's tough for me, because I've done it. I have done it, and it's worked out fantastically well. But I'm not going to advise you to do it. You see, you only want to invest in real estate to the extent that you can do so with a high degree of certainty that you're going to make money, that you're not going to lose money. And whatever money you invest in real estate, you've got to be willing to lose. What scares me a little bit is Florida, to be honest with you. Love the state, but it is a recourse state, which means when you borrow money, unless you're going to pay cash, but when you borrow money to buy real estate in a recourse state, you're putting up your personal guarantee that you will pay any deficit back or that loan back. And in the event that you don't select the right area or the right property, or we do go through a bubble bursting, and you of all people in Florida know what that feels like, there's a lot of risk there. So while I have done it, and while I wouldn't have any major problem with you borrowing 50 grand or whatever, it's not the 50 that I'm worried about. That's 10% of your liquid assets. That would hurt, but it wouldn't kill you. It's that you put 50 grand down on a $500,000 place, and the $500,000 place turns into a $300,000 place or gets who knows what. I don't know. I don't know what could happen, but, you know, crap happens, as they say. And if it happens to you, it could devastate your financial situation. So if you don't need to take this risk, I wouldn't. That's about the best I can do. I don't want to be hypocritical, though, because I've done this. I've done it more than one time. I've put my fanny on the line, even in non-recourse states, back when I was much, much, much younger. And Pete doesn't say how old he is here. And I think that would have something to do with it. Now, the 401k money is protected, if you will, from, you know, them coming after you, et cetera, and your house may be protected. So the risk may not be as high as I've made it out to be. So please talk to somebody, maybe a real estate lawyer in your area. But, you know, if you want to take 10% of your assets and invest in real estate, God bless you. I love real estate. I've done very, very well in the years past when I've invested in it.
So if Pete was in California, though, your advice would still be?
Well, California is a non-recourse state. So when you buy a property in California, you put up the down payment, you can lose that. But that's why they have mortgage insurance to protect the banks and all that stuff. They can't come after your other personal assets. They can just go after the real estate on a principal residence. So in many cases, it's also true in several states on rental property. So recourse versus non-recourse. Check with your real estate professionals, depending on what state you're in. Is that Johnny or Joni? I can't figure that out. Joni in Granite Bay, California, speaking of which, I'm 71 years old and have a $30K whole life insurance policy and receive Medicare and Medi-Cal. If I'm hospitalized and my expenses exceed what is covered by Medicare and Medi-Cal, can the state come after my life insurance money? Once again, this is a state-by-state thing as well. My understanding in the fine state that we live in, Joni, California, the answer is yes. I think they said you can have like a $1,500 policy, and that would be exempt just to pay for burial, that sort of thing. But I believe they can. Now, whether or not they do from a practical standpoint, I can't say. But under my understanding of what the laws are in California, they can come after your assets. And, you know, and as you know, under the Medicaid system, Medi-Cal and all that stuff, you've got to spend all your assets down to like $2,000 in order to get in order to qualify for government assistance. And life insurance policies are not exempt from that calculation. Edgar, San Diego, California. Thanks for your wonderful show, Ray. Well, thank you, Edgar. Hope you've been listening for a long, long time. I've moved and changed jobs multiple times over the past few years. How do I find if I have unclaimed 401k contributions that were automatically deducted from my paychecks? You know, I just did this. I don't know if it was from before. I don't even know where it came from. But it was the state of Indiana. And they contacted me. They said, we have in our unclaimed property $941.72. I said, honey, we're going to Vegas. Found money. Go to the state's unclaimed property websites and fill in your information, and you can find out if there's any money in the unclaimed piggy bank. I've done this a couple of times, and it's been quite profitable for me. Now, with respect to 401ks, you might want to start with the company and check with them, because usually that money sits in the 401k, sometimes for several years before they jettison it. They have an obligation to make a good faith effort to try to find you and send you your money, especially if it's less than $5,000. So contact the 401k administrator. Say, by the way, do you guys have record of any 401k money that hasn't been rolled over? That's the best I can do, Edgar. Welcome to San Diego, by the way. I'm out of time. Well, make it a great day, folks, will you? God bless. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, taking calls from across the nation and answering questions about your biggest financial challenges. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities, brokerage, or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions at 844-RAY-SHOW or online at raylucia.com.
biztalkradio.com.